This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal agents found $2.5 million in cash hidden in PVC pipes in the bedroom closet of a Miami man charged with bilking the government in a massive $49 million Medicare fraud scam. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting the cash was found sealed with plastic wrap inside pipes buried under the closet floor at Jesus Garces' home during a raid Wednesday. As the Biden administration continues to block the media from the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials reported Saturday that more than 5,000 minor immigrants are being held in facilities along the Mexican border. Nearly 10,500 other kids are being sheltered in emergency shelters by the Department of Health and Human Services. A Tennessee man who won more than $1 million from a state lottery this month realized he lost the ticket. Nick Slayton of Sparta said he retraced his steps and pulled into an auto parts store parking lot where he saw the ticket on the ground next to another car. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Abortion advocates are pressuring the Biden administration to allow abortion pills to be prescribed by phone or online, allowing women to circumvent state-based restrictions on abortion of children up to 10 weeks. Anticipating the move, pro-life bills in six states are pending to limit abortion telemedicine. Amid the surge of migrants crossing the border illegally, authorities with Customs and Border Protection are releasing migrants into the United States without a notice to appear court date. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed its policies are taking time to implement. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles and New York and the Diocese of Green Bay and Arlington have organized a one-hour webinar on the Equality Act tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Featured presenters include Ryan Anderson, Mary Hassan, Gregory Baylor, Gabby Gerges, and others. NASCAR on Sunday, Ryan Blaney won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Next week, it's off to Bristol, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This month, Murphy Good Winery announced a one-year position with his team in Sonoma. But not only will the lucky candidate get to move to sunny California, they will live rent-free for a year with a $10,000 per month salary. Murphy Good's new hire should be ready to pursue their passion, the company wrote. The application, open to those 21 years or older authorized to work in the United States, requires a video resume explaining why the candidate believes this is their dream job. President Trump is getting ready to launch his own social media platform. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January.
In case you would like to build a sophisticated social media app that has complex features, sophisticated design, and support for two or more platforms, you shouldn't expect a low price for it. The development cost for such a project would be around $115,000. That's according to DigitalAgencyNetwork.com. 14 games today as spring training in Major League Baseball continues. The games will start at 1:05, 4:05, 6:35, and 9:40 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. He says he's back in. You're back on the dark side of the world here, huh?
Yeah, Bill, I am. I spent 17 days in Florida, and I hopped on the plane on Sunday to come back because, you know, at some point I guess I had to return to reality and told people, well, I'm flying back to East Berlin, and it feels like that. I mean, Florida is wide open, colorful, the businesses are thriving, everyone seems happy, and I got off the plane at Newark, came into Manhattan, and, you know, as I'm driving in through the tunnel, or after I got out of the tunnel, right. You see one, it's just tragic, one storefront after another with the metal gates down, with paper windows, graffiti everywhere. It's just grim, and it's opening a little bit. Perhaps maybe there's a little hint of light somewhere, but this place really has taken a beating over the last year.
Well, without a doubt. And then of course you come back to be in the middle of an embattled governor with all that he's going on too, right?
Well, you know, we have this very effective, forward-looking, and honest leadership here in New York. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. it's just one scandal after another. I mean, obviously, we've got the sexual harassment scandal, and then we've got sort of an offshoot of that. Apparently, the vaccine czar here in Larry Schwartz is his name here in New York State. Evidently was calling county executives and basically trying to gauge their loyalty to Governor Cuomo. And this is the people with whom the county executives cope when they need to get their vaccine supplies. So I think the sort of, you know, unstated threat is, all right, if you come out against the governor, your vaccine supplies might dry up, COVID-19 vaccine supplies. So that's frightening. And then we've got, it just came out yesterday, I think it was last night, that there was an effort to try to discredit the first woman who said that came out and said she was harassed by Cuomo. There's some effort to try to smear her and embarrass her rather than fess up to what might have happened. And of course, behind that, we got the nursing home scandal. We're still getting more details about that. Some 15,000 seniors who died from COVID-19. Now, many of them, unfortunately, because they were exposed to COVID-19 positive patients who were forced into nursing homes by this absurd, ridiculous, and ultimately deadly order by Governor Cuomo, March 25 of last year. And then we found out, I believe last week, apparently there was another order that said nursing homes, not for seniors, but for people with mental disabilities, developmental disabilities, et cetera, that they apparently were told you must take COVID-19 positive patients. That order never was rescinded, and there might be something like 500 or 600 people who were residents in those facilities who got sick and died of COVID-19.
Wow.
So everywhere you look, it's just mayhem, sexual harassment, corruption, death. This is by far the worst governor in the country. I mean, Gavin Newsom, you know, gets the silver medal, if you will, but the gold definitely goes to Andrew Cuomo, and his man has turned turning gold into lead at every given opportunity.
Exactly. Well, and you got Gavin Newsom in the crosshairs. They've got over 2 million signatures that they're scrutinizing. It's amazing. They couldn't do that for the election, but if you go to if you go to recall a Democratic governor, you're going to make sure that every signature counts, right?
Well, that's a good contrast you make. Yeah, if all we're doing is electing the President of the United States, then you know, let's lower the signature verification standards. Let's make sure that those absentee ballots fly through the machines. But yeah, if you're trying to get Gavin Newsom back in the private sector, let's you know, let's get the graphologists out, the magnifying glasses, and the ink, the chemist to check the ink samples on every signature, mm-hmm. and make sure if there's any question about any of them, you toss it out. And obviously, they're hoping they can get the number below the 1.5 million required to qualify the recall. So, yeah, they're very, very different treatment of signatures in those two instances.
And, of course, he's characterized those that signed as being radicals, and, that they're all conspirators that have signed for his recall. But I can tell you, I'm in California, and the signs for his recall, even going back to the election, you saw more signs for his recall than you did for Biden-Harris.
No, absolutely. And, are we to believe from Gavin Newsom that there are 2 million Proud Boys and 2 million QAnon members
yes.
in California?
Exactly.
I'm sure there are a handful of those people out there, but, that doesn't add up to more than probably a couple hundred people
right.
Versus 2 million. I mean, that's what is that? That's almost, that'd be what, 2 San Diegos or something like about 3 San Franciscos worth of people,
right.
something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's his story. He's sticking to it. So, to try to, handle the narrative and control the narrative the best way he knows how. But the fact of the matter is the people, they're none too happy. I mean, the results are loud and clear as to what's happening and what's happened to California. And here it is on the heels of getting, some cover with this $1.9 trillion crony boondoggle that you and I talked about last week that's healing these, all these blue states.
Well, that's right, and this money is going to, sop up their red ink, basically, and without any reforms. I mean, one thing, all right, California, New York, Illinois, New Jersey, you can get all this money, but you've got to get your kids back to school. You've got to clean up corruption in the unions. I mean, anything. Fix the roads and make sure that broken roads don't fall apart. But no, there are no strings attached. This is just free money. Do what you want, and it's just a great big left-wing payoff. Not exactly the moderate centrist policy that we were promised. One other thing I'd say about Newsom versus and Cuomo and company, it would be one thing if the lockdowns in California, the closed businesses, inability to eat outdoors until pretty recently, I think. If as a consequence of that, you could say, all right, we wrecked the economy, people are poor and broke, but at least the COVID numbers are great.
Right.
You compare Newsom, which shut down California, to DeSantis, who kept Florida for the most part open, and the COVID numbers are about the same. So what Florida has is basically health, freedom, and prosperity, and California has none of the above.
Exactly.
So what did you buy for all the destruction of the economy that was wrought by Newsom and the others?
And how long is it going to take California to come back? I mean, the devastation, in these states with these draconian lockdowns. I mean, forget about what it's doing, what kind of damage it's going to do to the kids. I say forget. I mean, just set it aside for a minute because we're not going to be able to forget the damage that it's done for the kids not being in school and, the damage that's done for, small businesses and that. And meanwhile, they're scrambling, they're scrambling for a tax base. And surprisingly, though, California did fairly well as far as taxes during the COVID era.
Well, I suspect that's because of Silicon Valley. I mean,
yes.
Newsom's very lucky to have Google, Facebook, Twitter, and these other companies, many of them not very famous but still successful, in Silicon Valley. And they're just pumping corporate tax revenue into Sacramento. If it weren't for that, I think California's economy would be, per capita income probably down on Mississippi at this point,
right.
Which is so sad because I grew up out there, as I think you know. And
yes.
When I grew up in Southern California, born in 1963, so I grew up in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, before I went to Georgetown for college. And those 18 years from 63 to 81, 82, the place was thriving.
Exactly.
Everybody was racing there. The entire world wanted to come to California. It was the land of opportunity. And we had the movies. We had Johnny Carson. We had the music industry, beautiful music coming out of Laurel Canyon. And everything was just, couldn't be better. It was paradise. And, you know, you look 40 years later and the place is just a wreck.
It's so devastating, but thank you for taking me down memory lane, because I was right there with you in Southern California during that period of time as well. We're talking with Jeroy Murdoch, and we've got more from him after the break. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Don't ever lose hope.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, you write about Biden's border crisis. You cannot hide this anymore, and you say sponsored in part by Trump derangement syndrome. It is still alive and well, isn't it, sadly?
It really is. And look, all Biden had to do was leave things alone and not touch them and screw them up. And, yeah. Boy, he didn't do that at all. I mean, the first thing he did was, on the day he was inaugurated, day one, shut down construction on the border wall. I think there's some places where the old wall was removed before the new one would come in. So not only did the new one not get put in, but the old one's missing. And people from the White House have said, oh, the border's not open, the border's closed. No, there are big gaps where people are just walking right through. I just saw on Fox News Channel, Griff Jenkins is doing some great work down there in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. Just showed a spot where the Rio Grande is about as wide as a sidewalk and about as deep in water. And people just step right over. They get into the U.S. There's a big fat opening where the fence stops. And apparently they go right up there and hop in taxis and get, you know, driven away into the United States of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Incredible. And then he said, well, if you come to the United States, we're not deporting anybody for 100 days. I believe they're calling the border crossings, they're now calling them reception centers. Mm-hmm. So you see all this, and people in Latin America and elsewhere say, all right, you know, come and get it. And they're showing up in enormous numbers just in I believe, El Paso. Yesterday, that 729 people crossed the border. Forgive me, it was 790 just yesterday. Wow. And that's a pace apparently 138% above FY 2020.
Amazing.
So this is severe, and this is a crisis created by Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., and they can't blame Trump for it. I mean, they're blaming Trump now as if Trump were the head of MALDEF and he were, you know, the illegal alien's best friend. Come on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
His entire campaign was about build the wall and stop this chaos. You want to come to the United States, do as my mother and father did. You go to the local U.S. embassy, you fill out visa applications, and once you've got your visa and your passport, you know, we'll see if we can let you in. That's not the Biden way. The Biden way is just come on in. As soon as you get here, they give you an asylum date 5 years down the road and say, see you later, and boom, these people are gone. They're not even testing for COVID-19.
Exactly, on top of that.
I mean, it's just staggering. It's a total disaster, a complete mess, and Biden has nobody to thank for this but himself.
Well, I'll tell you, the coyotes and the cartels sure loving Joe Biden. I mean, this has been a windfall profit for them, right?
It has been. In fact, among other things, they charge money to get people across the border. I saw somewhere you saw this terrible car crash in Southern California about 2 weeks ago. I believe 25 people were packed into an SUV, and 13 of them were killed when it was struck by a truck. They discovered that a number of those people had paid $10,000 each to come into the United States. People from Guatemala were charged $25,000.
Yes, exactly.
So cartels are making a lot of money. Some of them are using these kids as human shields to get in the United States, because if you come with a kid and pretend that's your son or your daughter or both, they'll let you in more easily if it's just an adult showing up. And then the kids are left in detention centers. You know, we heard about the kids in cages. We have the kids in steel shipping containers, which is how Biden keeps them. And a lot of them are here without any relatives or anybody. They're just sent across the border. They know what to do with them, basically orphaned at this point. And we've got them in the thousands.
Yeah.
One facility is 729% above capacity.
Right. I mean, yeah, we're hearing reports that they're sleeping on concrete, some not even taking a shower, you know, for 7 days. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to hear these stories. But again, this is all brought to you by President Biden and his administration. I mean, what the heck were they thinking? And Mayorkas going, oh, we're just telling them, you know, to, you know, hold off. Don't come right now. What do you mean don't come now? I mean, you've already sent out the notice out there. You're not doing anything to dissuade them from doing, you know, but to come across. You decided to cancel those policies that kept them on the Mexican side of the border. What did you expect to happen?
No, exactly. And just this morning, Biden did an interview with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America, and he said, don't come now. Don't come until we set things up, until we have things set up. I'm not sure what the setup is. I mean,
yes.
Like, dinner's not at 6, dinner's at 8. Okay, that's still an invitation as opposed to go home, right?
Right.
So some people, I guess, are showing up for dinner early. They're not waiting until 8. They're showing up at 6 or 7 o'clock, and here they are. And the signal has been sent to come in the United States. And, you know, again, two things are fueling this. One is Trump derangement syndrome. You know, Trump was for keeping them in Mexico and having these agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stay there basically until, you know, they get permission to come in. That's been junked. And the border's wide open. And the reason is I think they see these people as basically the future Democrats of America.
Mm-hmm.
These folks figure it may take 8 years, may take 10 years, may take 12 years, however long it is. But sooner or later, these people are going to come in. The kids will grow up who are now, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, will grow up and turn 18. And then we'll have, you know, DACA phase two, whatever. And these people eventually will get a path to citizenship. They'll get voting cards. And probably, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of them will vote Democrat. They'll be in Texas. They'll be in Arizona. They'll be in Nevada, and they'll do what they can to keep those places voting Democrat. I think that's exactly what these people want. They see them. Mm-hmm. They see this as their future majority coming across the border, and I think that's what really is fueling this. It's just to increase the number of people who eventually will vote Democrat.
I got to tell you, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I think that's partially true. But part of me sees this as even being more diabolical than this. I mean, what they're doing to the inner workings and the structure of our country is just the foundational impact that it's having. It just seems that it's much more diabolical than just bringing in Democratic voters. It's almost like a direct attack on our Democratic Republic to destroy anything that our constitutional ensures.
Well, you know, that's I think that's an entirely plausible interpretation of what's going on. I mean, remember also the first day that he was in office, something else Biden did was to dismantle the 1776 Commission.
Yes.
I think in many respects that's the very worst thing he's done since he got into office. I mean, it's one thing to say, let's be nice and let people in, and people want to have a better life, so let's be nice to them, et cetera. Far worse than that really is rejecting the American founding.
Mm-hmm.
And when he dismantled the 1776 Commission, he basically gave the middle finger to the Declaration of Independence and the entire American Revolution. And at that point, you basically slapped the entire United States of America and our entire history across the face. And
right.
That's what he's done. So I think if you're describing what we're seeing now as essentially that attitude with hundreds of thousands of people crossing the border to create who knows what kind of chaos, that could be, in fact, what they're trying to do. There was an amazing slogan from Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, also known as Lenin, before the 1917 revolution, the Soviet Union, and which became the Soviet Union after Russia was toppled and the Tsar was knocked out. And that slogan was, the worse, the better. The worse, the better.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these people are very radical. I think a lot of them are Marxists. I think some of the people around Biden actually are full-blown communists. Certainly a lot of people in Capitol Hill are.
Mm.
And I think their view may be just the worse, the better. The more chaos and strife and acrimony and instability they can engineer in the United States of America, the better.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is the people are just going to be so overwhelmed, they'll surrender.
Yep, I think people feel overwhelmed. They feel exhausted. I can tell you, even doing what I do for a living, you know, it's just one thing after another. And at some point, you know, you just go, oh, and you just feel like you can't take anymore. And, you know,
right.
if I feel this way doing this for a living, imagine other people who've got many other distractions, running their businesses, sending their kids to school, you know, trying to stay in shape, pay their bills, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see chaos like this. At some point, people just throw their hands in the air and sort of feel like, well, you know, we're defeated, so let's just give up. And unfortunately, the left doesn't have that attitude. I mean, they're like steamrollers. They just keep moving forward no matter what.
Well, it's what progressives do. They keep progressing. You know, that's what they do. I mean,
always be progressing.
Exactly. Well, DeRoy, again, we're grateful that you come on the show and that, you're in this war for the truth with us, and I appreciate your dedication and commitment to that end. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Bill, great talk to you. Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal agents found $2.5 million in cash hidden in PVC pipes in the bedroom closet of a Miami man charged with bilking the government in a massive $49 million Medicare fraud scam. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting the cash was found sealed with plastic wrap inside pipes buried under the closet floor at Jesus Garces' home during a raid Wednesday. As the Biden administration continues to block the media from the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials reported Saturday that more than 5,000 minor immigrants are being held in facilities along the Mexican border. Nearly 10,500 other kids are being sheltered in emergency shelters by the Department of Health and Human Services. A Tennessee man who won more than $1 million from a state lottery this month realized he lost the ticket. Nick Slayton of Sparta said he retraced his steps and pulled into an auto parts store parking lot where he saw the ticket on the ground next to another car. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Rough week for President Biden. Tough week in review. Stumbles, bumbles, and, you know, in case you had any doubts, President Harris is no longer the vice president. She's the president, as attributed by none other than Joe Biden himself. So what can we tell you? Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. It's great to have the political science professor from Kentucky with us in between watching all the March Madness games and everything else. Wilfred, pretty good weekend, all things considered.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable one. I will say my Fighting Illini were out in the second round, which kind of surprised me. They were beaten by Loyola. Mm. So less exciting than I expected. Kentucky didn't even make the tournament. But yes. Definitely a good week full of ball.
Exactly. So, it still continues, and there was, some notable upsets, and, that's always fun. This is what we love about, for me, I grew up playing basketball. If I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I would have died trying to get into the NBA, let me tell you, just between you and me. But, so I particularly love March Madness and missed it last year, but I love the heart of these players. I mean, these young, they're just out there, they're playing their hearts out, and you get these upsets that come in, which is really tough for some of these teams that think, okay, we're a one or two, we should just walk in there, and then all of a sudden they meet up with a 16 that wants it more than they do, in surprise.
Yeah, and you definitely saw some of that. I mean, you can almost make religious jokes about Loyola, Oral Roberts, some of the teams that took out the big players. But, yeah, you can never sleep. And generally, I mean, as you know, the 14 or 15 is going to be an underseeded champion of a smaller conference that's not bad, like the Patriot League. And they're going to be really looking to knock off the, you know, fourth best team in the ACC. Like, who are you guys? Mm. I mean, there are plenty of conferences that have 16 teams that get one bid even now.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, what is this big announcement? Teen Vogue? You're hired as the editor, really?
No, that was a joke. I mean, as you know, Teen Vogue, and I obviously do that, but Teen Vogue recently had a whole flurry of woke virtue signaling where their executive editor, who is a black, left-wing, I think bi woman, 12 years ago, there's no reason to even exaggerate or stretch this, when she was 17, had said something mildly racist about her Asian college TA, they're called, and I made a couple jokes on Twitter, and someone had, and obviously this is done intentionally, we've both been in business, I mean, someone had gone back and found this and said, well, you can't have this racist as the editor of Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue, by the way, is a very woke publication that you shouldn't buy for your kids, that regularly runs articles on things like anal sex and how to transition your gender. It's no longer Girls Beauty Tips. But anyway, so the first editor was out. Then the person that exposed her, I believe, like their EE, the term would be executive editor, who's also like a Filipina, I believe, bisexual sort of social urban person, she turned out to have said the N-word on Twitter 8 or 9 years ago. It was, you know, the equivalent of saying, hey, buddy, you owe me a hug, but with the N-word used as high school and college kids often do. So she now says that she violated their zero-tolerance racist language policy. She's out, and it looks like they might lose another one. So I was just making fun of this. I mean, I have a background in the publication. I said I'd been named the executive editor of Teen Vogue. People started congratulating me on Twitter and so on. I'm not.
You went viral as the new editor of Teen Vogue. You know, is there anything I need to tell them? Oh, Lord, where do we start?
Well, but the funniest thing was people who are mostly like bro-y guys who follow me on Twitter started chipping in, like, tell them kids shouldn't have sex and tell them they're two genders and all this other stuff. A lot of which they could use.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we need some serious adjustment, psychological adjustment in our culture. If not, well, where does this end up? I mean, we're just, you know, with all these theories flying around, we've abandoned common sense and truth and reality, and we're like chasing our tails here right now, wondering why we're so confused.
Yeah, I mean, I think that where you wind up eventually without some kind of scientific or religious or generally ethical stabilizer in society is pretty much ancient Rome. Mm-hmm. And again, I think America is going to make it. I think we're going to be here in 200 years, but that obviously is a risk. I mean, even when you talk about the main magazine targeted at teenage girls running articles on sexual positions and hard drug use, the editor is 28. I mean, That's not necessarily a good thing in any traditional sense of that word. So, yeah, I mean, it's something to monitor. If you don't believe in anything, you'll be very prone to any fad or fashion or whatever that seems fun at the time. And that can take you almost any place.
What is it? Are we like, I mean, and I've seen this trend for a number of years, but it just, we're at this point where, you know, our society is so oversexed. We've got so much stuff going on. You can't even watch a Grammys presentation with things degenerating to such a degree. We've got a situation in Atlanta where Asian massage parlors are targeted. And, you know, and they're trying to make this into, you know, anti, because this is the new buzzword right now, is the anti-Asian movement. And so let's focus on that. And then, meanwhile, the guy's going, no, it wasn't about me hating Asians. It's just I wanted sex, and I'm dealing with this conflict. Well, welcome to the world of you know what we deal with is that look at there's you know times to you know in terms of having an appropriate relationship with somebody as opposed to getting yourself so frustrated that you're going around and kill people that happen to be Asian, and now the media wants to run with it and say, oh, this is all because of what Trump did.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, with the Asian, this wave of anti-Asian crimes, there's no connection between that and the former President Trump at all. I'm actually prepping a journal article, it's called Pretty Major Article on this, And I mean, if you look at sort of the 100 best known cases of this, I mean, the majority of the attackers, more than 60 so far, have been black.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some northern non-racist white guys. You've got some Spanish guys, some Hispanic guys. I mean, maybe three or four of these people seem to me to have been classic form white bigots.
Mm-hmm.
So what you actually have is a rise in crime after COVID-19. And the groups that unfortunately have a fairly high crime rate right now, whether that's white city kids, African-Americans, so on, are targeting Asians, who tend to be a high-income demographic. Mm-hmm. The spin of this is white supremacy is really just more of that U.S. media saying something that's almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper question that you asked, though, so I'm pro-sex. I mean, I don't think there's anything that's wrong for a couple to do in any kind of stable relationship, so on. But the issue right now isn't sex so much, people loving their girlfriends, this kind of thing. It's their wives. It's sort of the presentation to people that aren't in any kind of stable relationship of this sort of hyper-exaggerated sexuality. Like the chorus of that song, WAP, that was performed at the Grammys, is you need a bucket and a mop.
Yeah.
That's not really typical if everybody is healthy. You know, and it's just this sort of thing. I mean, yeah, the massage parlors, after some relaxations during the Obama era, are back to selling sex again. I mean, that's advertised in most major cities. So it's not that it's sexuality that's making people, quote unquote, act up. It's that it's the marketing of really hardcore, basically prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at OnlyFans and these kind of sexual services, I mean, you're essentially signing up and paying someone money to have private sexual conversations and so on. And a lot of that replaces actual intimacy with humans.
Mm-hmm.
It lessens. But if you look at sort of Gen Z, like frequency of lovemaking, quote unquote, likelihood of having a girlfriend and so on, this is the lowest it's been in 15 years. And a lot of people are replacing that with porn, with social content that's almost that extreme, with OnlyFans where someone will pretend to be your partner. And I don't really think that is healthy in any sense.
Exactly. I would agree with you. I mean, the road that we're on, and that's the key word. It's not healthy. And we have seen an increasing number of people, particularly males, especially frustrated and acting out. So this isn't the first time what we heard about what happened in Atlanta. This has been going on. The thing that I get concerned about, and I know you've been noting as well, is that, you know, the media wants to present it in a racist narrative that just doesn't seem to be there, Will.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great meme showing a family, a black family, I believe, in the meme, but trying to stuff an entire mattress into a small SUV. And the labeling on the meme, when you see it online, is like the media. You know, the mattress is labeled any crime, and then there's a guy standing by saying, is this white supremacy? And that's definitely,
We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. Riley after this.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it seems whether we're talking about COVID, the crisis at the border, kind of the non-crisis that the Biden team would want us to believe that isn't really happening down there, but yet they're moving and they got... They got FEMA involved. It's just bizarre what they're trying to do. But you know, our minds are being twisted here with different narratives and things that the powers to be want us to believe. And we're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley here, and particularly the hate crimes issue. And according to Human Events reports here, Will, their reporting of increasing hate crimes against Asians, they say, leans on narratives instead of numbers. I tell you, whether it's COVID, whether it's a crisis at the border, I mean, however you can form fit your narrative and your expected end, it justifies it, I guess. And there's no, it seems to me there's not a reliant way for us to know the information that we're getting is credible.
Yeah, I do think that there's a way to know what information is real, and that is to seek out the numbers. I mean, I assume most listeners to a show like yours would be able to find the Bureau of Justice Crime Report or Google FBI crime data. Like, that stuff is out there from,
yes,
good law enforcement agencies that aren't playing with the numbers. But the important point there is that, yes, the media absolutely can take virtually anything and spin that into a narrative. So, I mean, for the past couple of years, we've seen this narrative of cops and white men are murdering black men, Trayvon Martin, so on down the line, Jacob Blake, who was an accused rapist who was wielding a knife. But at any rate, but it would be just as easy to spin that in reverse and say, black men are murdering white men and bring up, a series of horrific cases that we don't talk much about. And in reality, neither is the prevalent story in the country. The person most likely to kill you is your ex-wife. Mm. So the media can take pretty much anything and make us afraid of that. And this goes back to the Jaws era. And, right now, there has been an upsurge upsurge in crime against Asians. But there's been an upsurge in crime against everybody. This was the COVID year. This was the year of the political riots, mostly on the left. We had 20,000 homicides last year. So the questions really are, I mean, were most of these hate crimes? Were there more crime against Asians than against whites or blacks? And so on down the line. And when you see any of that stuff presented in a major venue like CNN, yeah, ask those questions, because often there's no there there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, the thing that I get concerned about, you know, particularly with the reporting on, you know, alleged Asian hate crime, and the numbers aren't backing it, but even from the very beginning was like, are we scratching an itch that's not there?
Yeah. I mean, the majority of crime in the United States, if you look at, you know, black Americans, working poor white Americans, young men, is not committed against Asian Americans. Now, there is an interesting pattern of crime against Asians. Like, I read that crime report I mentioned the other day. And for most groups, like 62% of all attacks on whites in 2019 were by whites. For blacks, it was, for us, a 71%. Like, whites, in fact, almost never attack black Americans. But for Asians, it was a little different. I mean, so 28% of the attacks on Asians were from black Americans. 26% were from white Americans. 24% combined were from Hispanic and other Americans, which I guess would be Native, that sort of thing. And only a little over 20% of the attacks on Asians were by Asians. So Asian Americans tend to be kind of that classically hardworking immigrant group, run small businesses. I mean, they're not really out there robbing people. And whether it's quote-unquote brothers or rednecks or whatever, there is some targeting of Asians. But, I mean, the presentation of that that's in the media right now outside of conservative media is sort of these are hate incidents and this is inspired by President Trump. There's no real evidence of that. Again, the slight majority of the attackers are black. So, I mean, we should protect everybody, enforce the law, but the narrative's off.
Exactly. Right. Well, and I agree with you, because this is the whole point of this stuff, is that, you know, in trying to say that it's COVID-related, and I'm not getting that connection. And this is what's being inferred by the mainstream media, is that this, you know, this COVID connection, the Kung Fu virus and all that. And of course, we got to bring Trump in, because, you know, when you've had 4 years of, you know, always leaning on, you know, the Trump card, so to speak, to play it, it's kind of hard to put it away, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the media talks about Trump like an ex-girlfriend. Like, if you listen to Brian Stelter and some of these guys, it's like, remember the things he used to say to us? Like, they're remembering these debates. Jim Acosta's brought transcripts to his show. I mean, so, yeah, I think the media is having a hard time adjusting to the absence of Trump. And there are hard financial reasons for that. I mean, even Fox is down 6%. But if you look at, like, Rachel Maddow's views on MSNBC, they're down, I believe, 53%.
Right,
and
exactly.
Yeah, and those were the sort of shows that spent not months but years arguing nonsensically that the president was a Russian spy. I don't even know if Trump speaks Russian. You know, that his kids were meeting with the Russians, turned out to be one meeting about adopting babies. Just on and on and on. So the more you can spin something as, well, maybe this has to do with Trump's comments, probably the more views you're going to get. Again, the reality is, if you look at the groups, African-Americans, urban Caucasians, mostly in the North or the West Coast, that are committing these anti-Asian attacks, I mean, you probably don't have a lot of Trump voters among them. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that Trump specifically, as versus, even if there is an increase, that Trump as versus the conversations on Twitter or South Park or 100 other sources about coronavirus have reminded people that coronavirus came from China. I think most people know coronavirus came from China, and the joking name for it is the China virus.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that, and you were in an extensive meeting on Friday dealing with COVID, and what I am reading is that, you know, America's just, they're about had it. With this whole COVID, they're COVID weary, and the president coming on and saying, hey, you know, if you're real good, maybe by 4th of July we'll let you have a hot dog with your family members on your 4th of July picnic. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was like, you know, that landed like a lead balloon.
Yeah, I think the elephant in the room is that living in a fairly big city in a red state, probably the majority of people have been ignoring these COVID regulations for 7 or 8 months. I'm not endorsing that or mocking it. Of course, you wear a mask indoors around seniors, you know. But in terms of, are people not going to restaurants so that small businesses will fail, so on? I mean, mean, no, people are not paying particularly much attention to that. And I think that the behavior of the Biden administration is kind of exacerbating that, because there's a big element of performance to this. Rand Paul had a great exchange with Dr. Fauci where, like, both men made points, but Paul won. And where at one point he asked, you know, Dr. Fauci, you're vaccinated. You're the top doctor. You're vaccinated against every strain. But you're wearing two masks. Why? And that's a very valid question. People aren't going to take this painful vaccine, wait for 3 weeks, and then wear three masks to walk around. That's not going to happen.
Exactly. Well, and what are we told? We were told that once we had the vaccine, we'd be on the other side. I mean, this has just been, you know, the goalposts have continued to move in the last, you know, 12, 14 months. And people are like fed up with this, just saying, OK, enough already. You know, it's time to get back to normal. You can't have our kids out of school for an entire year. And on top of that, we've got a government that thinks they're the answer. And they're not happy with the retardation process of our kids and not going to school. Now they're retarding the labor force. You know, I was talking with another businessman the other day. He can't hire people. They go, hey, we're making more money staying at home. You don't realize what you're doing in terms of your brain activity and brain matter. You're retarding yourself by just staying at home, not working. I mean, your blade is going to be so dull that when it comes time for you to get back to work again, what use are you going to be, you know, even to your former employer?
Yeah, one of the things that I speak as a proud nerd myself, although also an athlete, but one of the things that's going on here is this sort of revenge of the nerds element, where a lot of people don't like their job. A lot of people, especially in kind of lower-ranking white-collar roles, feel bullied when they go to the sales floor, trading floor, advertising office. And a lot of people are lobbying not to have to go back to some extent. I think that's one of the elephants in the room here. Mm-hmm. I think that the politicians want to use COVID to push through a whole bunch of things. One quick line, Biden created a new welfare program. If you look at that the child tax credit has basically been made a cash payment. Again, this is what AFDC welfare used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $400 per kid per month. So the argument is, well, when COVID's over, we're going to take this money back. We're not going to reinstitute welfare. But the question is, when will COVID be over? Like, I don't see that being brought to heel for at least 2 years in terms of how long people will be getting these payments. And then it will be, we can't return mothers to child poverty. So that's the argument on the political side. For a lot of the people in the workforce, I think many very influential people, again, sort of young reporters who get shouted at by the edit desk, don't want to go back. People are enjoying working from home where you can cook or hook up as you feel inclined.
Right.
And so that's really leading into this. In terms of the actual risks of COVID, if you had the vaccine, if you can very easily go to the office.
Yes. And even if you haven't had the vaccine, and if you're in that age group and demographic where the numbers are so low, I mean, what are you afraid of? But we've been conditioned, and the fear level has gotten to be, you know, so crazy that a woman going to a bank not wearing a mask is tackled and handcuffed.
Yeah, I think that fear is very useful. I think it was either Rahm Emanuel or Jesse Jackson who said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah,
most recently.
Rahm.
That probably goes back to Caesar. But, I mean, the idea here is, if you want to do things that would otherwise be impossible, if you want to implement the universal basic income, or you want to restore welfare, do anything at that level, national health care, the crisis can't just stop.
Right.
The reality is, we were close to herd immunity before the vaccine, in all probability.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you bring up a good point there, but you're exactly right. I think that once you got to be careful when you open up Pandora's box. We always know that there's, you know, those unexpected, unplanned for consequences that come in. And I think that, boy, you know, we're going to have this conversation a year from now, Will, and we're going to go, who would have thought it was going to get this bad? He's the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Thanks, Will. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your